Good morning, everyone. I'm Kayla Haas with the Greater Madison Metropolitan Planning Organization, or Greater Madison MPO. Thank you for being here today as we kick off this year's Week Without Driving Challenge. By way of background, Week Without Driving is a nationwide initiative taking place today through Sunday, October 5th. The challenge invites everyone, but especially decision makers, to experience life without driving for the week, a day, or even just one trip. The purpose is to better understand what it's like to get around from the perspective of those who do not drive, whether due to disability, age, income, being a student, or simply by choice. And we all know someone who doesn't drive. Maybe it's a neighbor, a friend, or a grandparent, or a coworker, which is why it's so important to understand their experiences and make sure there are safe and reliable transportation options for everyone. Our team at the MPO has been working closely with communities and partners to support this effort, and I want to take a moment to thank them. That includes the Capital Area Regional Planning Commission, the cities of Fitchburg, Madison, Monona, Middleton, Sun Prairie, and Verona. And we're also grateful for the support of our partners, especially AARP Wisconsin, Bike Fitchburg, the Dane Alliance for Rational Transportation, Madison Bikes, the Wisconsin Bike Fed, and the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. With that, I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Mayor Rhodes Conway.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. It's great to be here again to celebrate the fact that here in Madison, you can, whether it's by choice or by necessity, get around our city without driving a car. I want to thank everybody at the MPO and all of the partners. I want to thank Mayor Moore, who you'll hear from in a minute, and the other elected officials who are here from Dane County, Fitchburg, Madison, Middleton, and Monona. This is truly a regional effort, and we really appreciate that. I also want to, just being parochial, thank our Madison Transportation Commission members, Denise Jess, who you'll hear from next, and Robbie Weber, and of course, city staff who work every day to make sure that our community is safe. For people, no matter what mode of transportation they choose. We know that there are thousands of people just in Madison, and I imagine thousands more in our surrounding communities, that get around our city without a car every single day. And the city of Madison is absolutely committed to making our streets safe no matter how you travel. And the Week Without Driving is a great time to refresh your commute or try a new mode of travel. It's a great time to experiment. I know we're headed into just the beginning of the school year, both at the K-12 and the university level. And anytime you're starting a new trip pattern is a great time to try a different mode of travel and experiment with what is going to make your life easy and more comfortable. Maybe you want to try biking or walking for the health benefits or the mental health benefits, which is really useful these days. Maybe you want to join the thousands of folks that are riding BRT, which has seen double-digit ridership increases on the Rapid Route A and across our system since it opened. We know that Madison is a platinum biking community certified by the League of American Bicyclists. We currently have 85 miles of off-street paths and protected bikeways. We have more than 157 miles of bike lanes and bike boulevards. We're also a gold walking city, and we're committed to connecting sidewalks all across and throughout our neighborhoods. So if you choose to bike or walk, you have lots of safe options to do so. And if you choose to ride the bus, of course, you have lots of safe and convenient options to do that as well. We're very happy to be working with our neighboring communities to expand Metro Transit. And I want to really thank, right now we actually contract with every single one of our neighboring cities. And I want to thank them for their commitment to transit, because our economy is a regional economy, and people are not just needing to get around in Madison, but increasingly needing to get around between our cities. And so their commitment to providing transit service for their residents is really deeply appreciated and makes life better, I think, for our entire region. I also want to note that there are some events that are being hosted by local partners and disability rights advocates. There's some community discussion events to spark dialogue on transportation equity and accessibility. And those are on Sunday the 28th at 3:30 at the UW-Madison Marquee Cinema, Tuesday, September 30th at 7 p.m. at Sun Prairie City Hall, and Thursday, October 2nd at 6:30 p.m. at Terrace Point Apartments. And if you are interested, for more details, you can go to cityofmadison.com/MPO for more details. And of course, you can visit cityofmadison.com/MPO for all sorts of information about this week and what your options are in terms of getting around our city without driving a car. Personally, I commute as often as I can by bus because it gives me a moment in the morning to catch up on my podcasts, read the news, and if I'm really being ambitious, to knit while I'm on the bus, and just have a moment before I have to go to the office. And then in the afternoon, it gives me a moment to decompress and let somebody else do the driving while I head home. So I encourage everybody to try a different mode of transportation this week and see all that the transportation system in Madison has to offer you. And now it's my pleasure to introduce one of our great partners, Denise Jess from the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. Denise?
Good morning, everybody. I am Denise. I'm the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. I'm a proud member of the City of Madison Transportation Commission, and I am a co-chair of the Wisconsin Non-Driver Advisory Committee hosted by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, and I am a lifelong non-driver by circumstance. So it is so wonderful to be outside doing this event this morning. I was privileged to be on the panel yesterday afternoon at Union South. I believe it was recorded for folks to see, because this is such a fundamentally important issue to create equitable, safe, and dignified access for all non-drivers, whether we're non-drivers by choice or non-drivers by necessity. In Wisconsin, we have just under 2 million people who are non-drivers. It's about 31%. And here in Dane County, it ranges from about 30 to 40%. And we estimate that that's an undercount because using different data points, we can look at what the approximate numbers are, but they don't include folks who don't drive in the evenings anymore. Or they don't include folks who maybe still have a driver's license, they haven't surrendered it yet, or it hasn't expired yet, but they're no longer driving. Or, of course, our undocumented folks are often not able to be licensed to drive. For those of us who are non-drivers, we are everywhere throughout Dane County, throughout the state of Wisconsin, throughout the United States. And we show up in a bunch of different ways. Some of us are people with disabilities. Some of us are older adults. For the older adult who could drive, many folks outlive their driving careers about 7 to 10 years before their passing. So that's a significant amount of time for our elders to go from being drivers to no longer being able to drive. Our non-drivers are also folks who maybe cannot afford a car. Car ownership is expensive, not only the vehicle itself, but the insurance and however we fuel it and all of its maintenance. And our younger adults are choosing not to drive, sometimes because driver's education, which is no longer covered in schools, is very expensive and prohibitive for a family, and others are choosing not to drive because of the expense, and others are choosing not to drive because of environmental and climate concerns. Our population is diverse. It also includes folks who cannot afford a vehicle. So we paint a diverse face of non-drivers. Often when I started this work many, many years ago, the assumption was that non-drivers were a very small population and that we really just had individual needs that somehow needed to be addressed by family and friends, that this was not a systems issue. what I've seen in my years of doing this work is that greater awakening of the acknowledgement of this being a systems issue, not an issue of the non-driver. As non-drivers, we are often late to things because things are outside of our control, or we're remarkably early. I was here this morning as the city was setting up their cameras, so got to watch all of that because that is what I needed to do to be here on time. We might come in to a place a little bit disheveled. We are out in any type of weather because we can't grab the keys and go. So it's a beautiful day today. In January, I'll still be a non-driver. So a systems approach like the city is taking and like the state of Wisconsin is taking and like our neighboring communities are engaging with us in is very powerful. I've watched the Transportation Commission shift from having car-centric conversations to people-centric conversations. That's powerful. I feel seen and heard in those conversations. As we continue this work, my invitation is twofold. One, for our policymakers to invite those of us who are non-drivers to the table. We bring a unique expertise that adds to the benefit of the conversation. So often when a system gets built and non-drivers are thought about later, there's an oopsie moment. Let's have fewer oopsie moments and build systems that have non-drivers helping to influence them right from the get-go. The other thing that I want to invite is for those of us who are non-drivers to tell our stories. Our stories have value. They have substance. They have lived experience that can guide our policymakers to make the best choices possible. And third, no matter what the barriers are, funding is a big one, space is a big one, goodness, we live on an isthmus. You know, all of these things are challenges to building a network that works for all of us. But let's keep envisioning what that can look like. If we hold a powerful vision, then we have hopefully the motivation to reach that vision. So let's celebrate Week Without Driving. It beautifully segues right into Pedestrian Safety Month for October, which starts Wednesday. If you're interested in a fabulous toolkit, visit our website at wcblind.org, a toolkit geared for both advocates and public policy folks. And then keep the spirit of the non-driver and Week Without Driving going throughout the year, even when the weather is miserable, because we'll smile and wave at you while we're out there. So it is my honor next to introduce Nancy Moore, City of Monona Mayor.
Thank you. Good morning. I just want to start by thanking all of my colleagues, all of the advocates here, whether you're an elected official or you serve on a commission, or you're an advocate for various modes of transportation. I honor the service that you provide, and especially want to extend my thanks to Denise and to the mayor, Mayor Satya, for having me speak this morning as well. I have one primary message this morning, and that is to use an old commercial, try it, you'll like it. Monona, the city of Monona, is a late convert, if you will, to Madison Metro bus service. For the last 2 years plus, we debated, discussed, took community surveys, provided public information meetings to individuals with the idea of transitioning to Madison Metro bus service for our community. It was not an easy lift. Just goes to show how challenging it is to get individuals to understand exactly what Denise was saying. I think there's a misconception as to how many people don't get in their car. We're pretty attached to our cars here in the United States, especially. And there's a lot of misconceptions about first of all, how many people actually use their cars. I think most people would have no idea it was 30 to 40% that do not drive. Or if they, and this again, this comes from our experience in Monona, if they do have an understanding that some people choose not to drive, they think it is a choice rather than a necessity. So whether you're walking or whether you're biking or whether you're on a bus, I'd really encourage people to not only take advantage of this week, which highlights the challenges around transportation, but try it far more often than that. Monona not only has transitioned to Madison Metro, but we're also proud to have finally installed more sidewalks in our community, and we've made great efforts around bike lanes as well. We're part of the Lake Loop, of course, and so as we continue to build up our infrastructure there, we will continue as a community to encourage people to use alternative forms of transportation, and just as important, try it, because I think it's really important for people to understand the barriers that other individuals face. Thanks again to everybody for being here and for inviting me to speak.
And for our last speaker of the day, I wanted to invite City of Middleton Alder Lisa Haniro.
Thank you. I am so proud that Middleton is part of this growing movement to honor and observe Week Without Driving in Dane County. As a member of the Common Council in Middleton, I know how important it is for elected officials in particular to participate in this campaign, because we're the ones who decide what transportation will look like in our communities. So walking or riding a bike or taking the bus during Week Without Driving really is the best way for us to see firsthand what our non-driving residents experience every single day. This Saturday will mark the third anniversary of Middleton's adoption of a complete streets policy, and that commits us to making streets safer, more convenient, and more comfortable for all users of our roadways, all modes. And in those 3 years, we've made some progress. We have some more bike lanes, more multi-purpose paths. We have some raised crosswalks. So we are doing a lot of things right. This past summer, though, we had construction projects that exposed a major problem with our complete streets policy, and that is it focuses only on the outcome of getting complete streets. It overlooks what happens during the construction process. So this summer, one of our major road projects was supposed to carry out the complete streets policy by making an extremely busy, and I would say hazardous, intersection safer for pedestrians and bikes. But because of the way the project was designed and then managed, that busy intersection wound up being completely closed off to pedestrians and bikes for almost 3 months, which, as you might imagine, was completely unacceptable. So this project may be the worst example that we experienced, but it wasn't the only one. So in July, I asked our Public Works Department and committee to revise the wording of our agreements that we have with developers and with construction companies so that they clearly state that if vehicles continue to have access to safe routes during construction, then safe routes need to be available for pedestrians and bikes and all users too. I hope these changes will be in place next year, and that we'll also have clear guidance for our contractors and for our city staff, and then also rigorous enforcement of our requirements. Because in Middleton, we really do have a commitment to being good neighbors. And we want to make sure that all of our residents, including non-drivers, have equitable access to safe routes to school, to work, and to the many places that they visit each day. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Alder Haniro. Thank you, everyone, for coming. That is the end of our event. And if you have any more questions about Week Without Driving, I encourage you to go to the Greater Madison MPO's website. We have two community discussion events happening across the region this week, and we would love for community members to come out and join the conversation about transportation accessibility and equity. Thank you.